Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Show. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today, guys, is Free Fall Friday, right? Okay? And on Free Fall Friday, I expect, I'm not going to say for sure. I expect for you guys to call into the show, say whatever's on your mind, talk about whatever you want to on Friday, okay, and get whatever you want off your chest, if so to speak. Tell me something. Tell me I was bad all week. Tell me I was on point all week. Tell me I had some good topics all week. Tell me I had some bad topics all week. Tell me whatever you want to talk about. Talk about the Spurs last night, okay? Any sports, any of my sports fans out there that, you know what happened last night, they watched the game maybe. This is, you know, this last night may have been something to tell you who's going to win the series. You know, I don't know how many times the team that's came in the other team's building on the first game took that win, went on to win the series. I'm sure they got that statistic out there somewhere, but who knows? Again, like I say, it's Free Fall Friday. If you guys want to call in and say whatever's on your mind, talk about whatever you want, it's Free Fall Friday. All lines are open. Guys, call into the show, 818-301-5834. I'd like to thank everyone that's listening in through my show page on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome to you guys. And also, I see other people that are chiming into the show right now. Welcome to the show. And so those of you who are listening online, call into the show and speak whatever's on your mind. Politics, sports, babies, adults, anything. We got to keep it clean, but this is your day. So call into the show. But I'm not gonna sit here with my mouth closed and with nothing on the air and not talk if you guys aren't gonna call in and talk about whatever you want, okay? But I promote the show, guys, daily, and this is another way to keep up with the show. I promote it on Twitter, I promote it on Facebook, and of course, Blog Talk Radio. And those of you who are on the show page online, there's an icon there that says "Follow this show." Click on that and set that up however you want to get daily show notes about the show. Facebook, if you're on your Facebook account, go in there and type in The Frank Williams Show. The show page will come up there, and you can go ahead and do your thing there and become a friend of the show through Facebook. Also on Twitter, if you have a Twitter account, the show page Twitter is at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So you guys write that stuff down or whatever and do that when you have a chance. That way, whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, another thing, guys, that I'm going to kind of promote real quick is my blog. If you go to my blog, like I say, I'd like for you guys to comment on it and let me know what you think, okay, on what I have posted, all right? So you can go to funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com, okay? And a lot of you guys who know me, you know where the Funny Heads stuff come from, but it's funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. Go there and check it out. I think you can comment on whatever you want. I think you can even blog yourself there. I think you can. I'm just now trying this blog thing. So if you guys know about that, I mean, I haven't really had an opportunity to go in there and really check everything out and know it from top to bottom. But, I know how to post. I know how to, put stuff up, and I have one. They told me I needed a blog, so I got one. And, you know, here we go. Anyway, guys, again, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So on last evening, like I said, if you got any sports fans out there, the Spurs beat the Heat last night. So the Spurs are up 1-0 in the finals. Okay? These are the finals, guys. In the finals, you know, let's do this. Hypothetically, I'm in the locker room with the Heat, and the Spurs, whomever. I'm coaching. I'm like, guys, this is the finals. We can't be tired. We can't be hungry. We can't be worried. We got to go out there and leave everything on the floor. You got to play as hard as you possibly can. Every minute you're in the game. When you get tired, raise your hand. I'll take you out. But as you, when you're in the game, you got to play 100%. You got to play as hard as you can for those minutes. And, you know, but some people don't do that. You know, if you think about it, you virtually watch him. And, I mean, it's not really like this, but you're actually watching millionaires playing basketball. Okay? When you think about a millionaire, normally you think about a business person, someone who, you know, but, you don't think about people who work every day, you know, a 40-hour work week for somebody else. You never become a millionaire that way. But the millionaires, you think about people that own businesses and people that maybe inherited a lot of money, lotto winners, and things like that. Typically, you don't think about the basketball players. You do now because you know how much money they make, but they aren't your average millionaire. And you know, y'all know what I'm trying to say. So you're watching millionaires out there play basketball. So they're not going to give it their all. Some of them, okay? Not lumping everybody into that category, but some of them aren't giving their all. I'm paying you millions of dollars to get out here and make this stuff happen. You better show me while I'm watching this game. I'm watching you do your work for me. You got to show me that, hey, there's a reason you're paying me these millions. Because I'm going to lay it all out on the floor. When you do that about anything, I mean your job or whatever, when you do that, when you lay it all out there, when you're at work, then they don't want to let you go. They're thinking about letting someone go. They'll let the other guy go before they'll let you go because you're the hardest worker out there. You're going to try to do everything you can to keep your hardest worker right there. Y'all with me? So, I'm looking at these guys. I mean, you know, Dwayne Wade. I mean, bless his heart. If his knees hurting him, yeah, okay, fine. But, man, you got to sit down. Because you can't give me your all. I know you're trying hard, man. But physically, you're hurt. And you got to sit down. I got to put this guy that's physically 100%. I'm paying him millions too now. He's 100%. And because I'm paying him millions as well, he should be throwing his all out on the court when he's on the court. So I got to put him in for you because, you know, that's what I'm saying. So, that's the thing you have to do. You got to give it your all. You got to put it down all the time. Someone's paying you to do a job, you got to try to do it at the best of your ability. And you lose that job. Someone give you a contract to do something for them. If you do the best you can with that, they're going to usually renew your contract. Got a caller up on the line from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 6-4-4. You're live on the air with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Who you pulling for?
I got Miami.
Oh, Queen James, huh?
Huh?
You going with the Queen, huh?
Yeah, I'm going with the King.
You're the Queen, huh? The Queen.
Yeah, I'm going with the King.
Look, I think they have a different type of matchup problem. I'm a Laker fan, as you know. Frank, I've been a Laker fan for a very long time, and you know what broke my heart is the reverse that Jordan did. You know, coming through from the free throw line, the layup reverse he hit. I was never the same in the 2001 championship. So, you know, I respect them, but I was a Wade fan. You know, and I think that the Heat face a huge uphill battle. It's a different type of monster they're dealing with here because, unlike the series that they beat the Pacers in, because basketball is a game of matchups, as you know. The series that they were in with the Pacers, where you had Roy Hibbert in the middle and the anchor of the defense, and that really would slow Miami's offense down and turn them into a half-court offense. And as we know, Miami does not execute well from the half-court. Most of their scoring comes from fast breaks and defensively taking the ball away from the other side. So I think that they have a problem in that Tony Parker can penetrate, and that's something they didn't have to deal with the last series. George Hill is not a real true point. Matter of fact, he came from the Spurs as a backup point. So they really didn't pose that penetrating, slicing through type of offense. And then you have Tim Duncan and Leonard that is, you know, really they're solid, solid players. So you think about it, man, the Spurs got a bench full of starters for any other team. So I feel that they can take this series. They've just taken home court advantage from Miami. And I'll tell you, it's an uphill battle for Miami, I think, because I don't know what's wrong with Wade, but I think something is really ailing him, and he's not able to go, man. I think he's operating game seven. Whatever they pumped him up with and did to get him at, you know, where he can really play, I don't see him, like, really, contributing this series. Something's going on with him.
Yeah, that's for sure. And again, you know, like you said, the Spurs pose a totally different problem for Miami that really they haven't faced in a little while. But, you know, at the same time, I mean, I understand that, and I hope they know that, but they got to prepare to try to prepare for that. But at the same time, I think that, you know, a lot of them are giving their all. You know, you see people standing around a lot and the ball pops off and then they're like, oh, my God, oh, I got to get it. But, instead of being hard into the game. And I tell these young guys a lot, all the time, that when the reason Jordan won six championships is because he demanded. He demanded that you get off your butt and play ball every night because he's coming to play ball every night. He wanted to destroy people every night. And if you weren't with him, you know, you'd be out the door.
It's that mentality, Frank. I agree wholeheartedly. He has that mentality.
Yeah.
That killer instinct. It took Kobe Bryant just naturally came into the league with that instinct, and it took LeBron, I say, up until last year, to where he really had a you know, hey, screw it, I want it. Even if you don't want it, I want it. And that that type of the type of attitude that you got to have. And he has it, and he finally, because I think at heart, LeBron's a good guy. And if you think about it, you don't see, somebody brought this to my attention, you don't see a lot of plays where LeBron is posterizing players. I mean, just straight come through and just flush on you in your face. You don't see a lot of that. He'll give up the ball,
right,
or if he have a breakaway, he'll dunk it. I think that, you know, he has a good heart, and he really doesn't want to embarrass the player like that. But he does have that, you know, last year I seen him get that killer instinct mentality. But unfortunately, I don't think the whole team carries that same type of attitude right now.
Right. And you mentioned something right there that I also mentioned a few days ago when they play Indiana. You remember this play. They play Indiana in Indiana, and, you know, they beat them in game six, but when LeBron came down the middle and went up, and he and Hibbert collided right there at the goal, and they called an offensive foul on LeBron, and he took off running down the floor.
Yeah.
You remember that play? Now, I've been telling guys after that game, that next day, I was like, man, Jordan would have dunked on Roy Hibbert right there.
Yes.
He would have flushed it in his face.
Yeah.
That's the way LeBron gotta come. If he wanna win six, seven championships, he gotta come like that every night for as long as he can for his entire basketball life. To be out on that planet with Jordan and Kobe and people like that. That's the only way he gonna get out on that planet is he gonna have to bring the game like that. He's going to have to get nasty with dunking on people, just like you said. Because folks stopped even jumping when Jordan came to the goal because they thought they were going to be the next ones on that cereal box.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's something that I think, and you probably think it too because you said it, that LeBron got to come in there, and he got to come with that authority, and he got to start flushing on people and get him some more shoes.
Yeah, can I say this real quick? That I think that he, you know, the thing is, and he has to decide this because, you came in a situation knowing that this was Dwayne Wade. Yes, it was Dwayne, the way that I see it. It's Dwayne Wade's team. He was the captain of the team. He won a championship without you. So now you have to decide. This is the reason you have to bring that intensity and mentality, is because now you are the captain. Whether you want to accept it or not, you have the keys to the car. This is your vehicle to drive now, because I don't think Wade can last another two or three seasons. I don't know what's wrong with him, but there's obviously, something ailing him, and he cannot perform to his, expectations. And so you are the one who's left holding the torch, and there's no doubt that, because I felt like I told one of my friends, if he doesn't average a triple-double every single game, they're not going to do it, because there's no way that he can, and I didn't think that there was a way he could do it without averaging a triple-double, without getting the performances from something out of Wade and Chris Bosh, which in Game 7 they showed up, everybody ended up showing up, and they closed it out. But I don't know if he can do that with this Spurs team. I mean, he had one last night, but nobody else, gave him what they needed to win the game.
And that's it. You hit it right on the head. I mean, Jordan couldn't do it by himself. Kobe couldn't do it by himself. LeBron can't do it by himself. Cause if you were watching a one-on-one game with him against someone else, your money would be on LeBron. But when you watching 5-on-5 and he wanted the guys on the other side of the five, then guys got to be able to contribute, you know, probably not as much, but as all these other guys got to be able to contribute what, you know, what they capable of contributing. These guys not even coming up to par. They not even averaging what they averaged during the regular season. I'm not talking about having a gigantic game. I'm talking about averaging what you were averaging during the season, man.
Right.
And they wouldn't have any problems. You know, because they the highest scoring team in the league, but they not scoring. But hey, Andre, I appreciate you calling me, man. And one other quick question before I let you go. Did everything turn out good on the DVDs?
Yeah, everything went great, man. We're gearing up for this series that we're getting ready to do, a docuseries that I wanted to actually touch on. But next week, hopefully, I can get a chance to talk about. And I would like for you to get your input on it as well later on. I can call you maybe. But we're doing a docuseries on violent crimes and trying to get some handguns and guns, period, off the street. So we're doing that, starting on this docuseries here in the next couple of weeks. And it's called Shoot, where we'll be shooting footage and trying to, you know, an effort of trying to get the youth to give up some of these guns. So.
Okay. Well, definitely let me know. I'm definitely interested in that, and you can come on the show. You can come on the show whenever you want and promote it or whatever you want to do, and I give you that avenue as much as you want, because I'm into that too. And but Andre, keep doing what you're doing, man, and I appreciate you calling into the show.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, take care. So, guys, today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for listening into the show. And, again, it's Friday. You know, people are going to be flushing out of work today and headed for the weekend. It's supposed to be a great weekend as well. We may get a little rain this evening, a little after rush hour, they say. So look out for that. Be careful with that if you're out on the street this evening. But tomorrow and Sunday, you got about a 20 to 25% chance of rain. So you got a good weekend coming up in the 80s. So take care, guys, and I look forward to talking to you. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday morning. Same place, same time. Take care, guys.
You have.